If we notice, for how many weeks our gospel readings were about the Sermon on the Mount teaching. It speaks about the centrality of Jesus' teaching, his own masterpiece of law and instructions. Jesus somehow intentionally proclaimed this sermon at the beginning of his public ministry to move the listeners to follow him, not only in the multiplication of loaves, which for them were their consolation, but also to the way to Calvary, the accomplishments of our salvation. To save is his mission, but his words, his teachings, were the guide to follow him. This Sermon on the Mount could serve as a model, an example, a template for us who would like to be with him. There are three activities that followers of Jesus engage in: speaking, listening, and doing. And all three are important. When we gather for public prayer, we speak. We call on Jesus as Lord, Lord. Then both at public worship and at times of private prayer, we listen. We hear the word of the Lord and let it sink into our hearts. Speaking and listening will always be central to the life of a disciple. However, Jesus adds that unless our speaking and our listening overflow into good actions, their values is undermined. It is not enough to say, Lord, Lord, for we must also do the will of the Father in heaven. It is not enough to listen to the words of Jesus. We need to act on them. We must act in harmony with what we say and what we hear. When our speaking to God and our listening to his word bear fruit in good works, imitating the life of Jesus, then our lives are solidly grounded like a house built on rock. Today's gospel promises that if our words to God and God's word to us shape our attitudes and behavior, we can more easily withstand any storms that come our way in life. So, dear brothers and sisters, don't only listen and speak, but also act on his words.